Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus told his disciples a parable. Consider the fig tree and all other trees. When their buds burst open, you see for yourselves and know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, you will know that the kingdom of God is near. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise.
Since we're coming to the end of the liturgical year, our readings are apocalyptic. They deal with the end times. We've spoken about that in the last couple of weeks on Sundays. It's eschatology. Eschatos, Greek, means the last thing. So it deals with the end of all things. And our first reading today, which comes from the book of Daniel, I really don't understand the book of Daniel, and I don't understand the book of Revelation. That's apocalyptic theology, and it's way beyond me. So I've never had much incentive, or maybe the depth of understanding, to begin to grasp what the book of Daniel really means and what, say, all apocalyptic literature has to teach us. It has good teachings, but in a way, they're beyond me. So I'm going to pass up on our first reading from the book of Daniel. It's too complicated for me. So maybe if you study it yourself, you might tell me something about it. But the gospel reading deals with the changing, the end of times. It will come up on Sunday. And I'll be preaching more about it on Sunday. But just for a few words on this gospel reading. Change happens. Now, the seasons of life belong to every one of us. We belong to the cosmos. We belong to nature. We belong to the world. Pope Francis, in his Laudato Si, in his recent 2015 encyclical about creation and caring for the world, makes it very clear. And he, by the way, he quotes Teilhard de Chardin, who was silenced way back when. He died in 1955, and he was a very humble man. And when he was silenced, he stayed silent, even though he was a phenomenal understanding in terms of paleontology and kind of looking at the origins of people and the cosmos. And now we're honoring him, but he was silenced by the church. That in itself might be a teaching for us. We'll talk about that on Sunday more. But here's the teaching I want to draw from this gospel reading today. Change happens. I'm old enough to know change. I mean, when you get to be an elder, you can say, oh my God, the good old days. You know, we talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are gone, and we're now in the good days of this generation. And there are ways in which we can become negative about change, and we can become critical and judgmental about change. Change in the church. We're changing all the time. I mean, the church is changing, even though we may not notice it. And if you look back over the last 20, 30, 40, 50 years, say since the Vatican Council. When I was ordained in 1964, the council was wrapping up. They were writing post-conciliar documents. And there was a tension in the air because a lot of people didn't want change. I went to work with Cardinal McIntyre in 1968, and he was a very traditional man, very good man, but very traditional, did not accept the council. But he couldn't accept change, and that caused an immense upheaval in the archdiocese at the time. So it's good for us to keep in mind that change happens. The younger generation are carrying a message for us that isn't all bad. I mean, we tend to kind of say they're crazy. What's happening to the world? How often we have stopped and said, I don't know what the world is coming to. But when I was young, my parents, I remember saying, I don't know what the world is coming to. We all said that at some time. You know, look back and remember your parents, and they said, oh my goodness, what's happening to the world? I've no idea. What's happening to the church? I mean, we're changing and we're changing, and we're now accepting things that would not be acceptable years ago. So keep in mind that the Word of God says today, God is revealing in change. Now, the big tension, of course, is what's a good change and what is not a good change? To what should we really cling to by way of honoring tradition? That's important. But at the same time, know that even tradition changes. Depends on how far you want to go back. If you go back three or four generations, you'll find even though we honor tradition, we must not overlook change. That's what this gospel is about. It'll come up on Sunday. So we'll be reflecting more about this on Sunday. But journey through this day, praising God for the beauty of the day. Not the weakness of the day, not the change. It's a new day. We had Thanksgiving yesterday. We're moving on toward a new year. Change happens. In the last few days, I had two gatherings with families whose sons and daughters were engaged, just engaged. They're not going to get married for a couple of years. 2 years from now, they're going to get married, but they're engaged. And of course, they're living together. I mean, we can bury that and deny it if you want to, but that's a reality. What does that mean? That's change. Whether it's good or not good is another question, but it's change. And somewhere we have to connect with the fact that God is revealing in change. There's a teaching in change. Now, how to come to terms with that and what we think good change is and what changes are not good is a matter of discernment. But change happens. That's what the gospel says. Read the signs of the time. Keep that in mind. It will make a good day if we keep that in mind. Say, we're journeying through this day in the presence of God who calls us to see with new eyes. Amen. Pause now for a moment of prayer. What grace do you most need this day in your life? Ask the Lord to give you the grace you most need to be peaceful, to be grateful, and to be cheerful today. Amen. Amen. Now, I'm going to bring up the gifts.